This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban. The takeover was completed on Sunday with the fall of the national government in Kabul. Mr. Biden said, after 20 years, I've learned there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. But he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of U.S. forces. Mr. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the United States could not give them the will to fight for their future, and he pledged that the United States would continue to speak up for human rights in Afghanistan, particularly the rights of women and girls. Analysts, however, have already begun criticizing the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. Seven people died Monday at the airport in Afghanistan, in Kabul, rather, as thousands of Afghans rushed onto the tarmac of the international airport in a desperate attempt to leave the country as it falls to Taliban rule. Some were so desperate they clung to an American military jet as it took off and plunged to their deaths. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has tweeted a plea to national governments to open their doors to Afghan refugees. As the world is following events in Afghanistan with a heavy heart, he said Monday, I urge all countries to be willing to receive Afghan refugees and refrain from deportations. Afghans have known generations of war and hardship. Now is the time for solidarity. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Afghanistan on Monday. This is VOA News.